Hello. Hi, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
How long is this going to take?
Oh, it's very short. Probably takes, like, I want to say 4 minutes less.
Sure. All right. I'm 18 years old and a resident of Boston.
All right. So how many children do you have living with you and attend kindergarten through 12th grade in the current school year?
Two?
All right. Perfect. Which of the following best describes the schools your children attend this current school year? One of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside of Boston, a private school, or homeschooled?
Public school in Boston, district school.
All right. What is your age?
55.
55, all right. How do you describe your gender? Would you say man, woman, non-binary, us, or some other way?
Male.
All right. How would you describe your race?
White.
All right. Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children in this current school year?
Fifth and seventh.
All right, fifth and seventh. Perfect. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is a district overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. So overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System?
What is there, like, numbers or dissatisfied or dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied or dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Would that be very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Somewhat satisfied.
All right. Students are often graded on their quality of their work using letters A, B, C, D, and F. So suppose your fifth grade child's school was graded the same way. Overall, how would you grade your fifth grade child's school? A, B, C, B. All right. Perfect. How about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools?
B minus.
All right. Well, in this kind of survey, we don't work with minuses or plus, so just B. All right. Perfect. Thinking about the Boston Mayor, Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools?
B.
All right. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching and a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School System living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Not too well.
All right. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all well?
Somewhat well.
If you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, you can pick up to your top two. And it's parents, teachers, students, the superintendent / BPS system leaders, politicians, local community, or some other group?
Wait, what was that? What was the question on that?
If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? And you can pick up two, like parents, teachers, students, the superintendent / BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, or some other group?
I think, unfortunately, it's the BPS leaders it serves and not the students.
All right. Well, you mentioned you had a child in fifth grade, so for this next section, we're going to focus specifically on like him or them. And how engaged do you want to be in your fifth grade child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, or not at all engaged?
Somewhat engaged.
Somewhat engaged, all right. Next, how engaged do you feel about the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your fifth grade child's education?
Somewhat engaged.
All right. As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree with or disagree with each of the following? The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Would you say you strongly agree with that, you somewhat agree, you somewhat disagree, or you strongly
somewhat disagree?
All right. The communications I receive from the Boston Public School Systems are easy to understand.
Somewhat disagree.
My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston Public School System.
Somewhat disagree.
The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome.
Strongly disagree.
How concerned are you about your fifth grade child's emotional well-being while they're at school? Would you say you feel very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
How concerned are you about your fifth grade child's physical safety while they're at school?
Not concerned.
Would it be not too concerned or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
All right. How much have you heard, read, or about potential plans to close or merge some schools within the Boston Public School System? Would you say a great deal, a fair amount, not very much, or not at all?
A fair amount.
All right. As you may know, there are fewer students enrolled in Boston Public Schools than in the past, leaving many schools with considerable empty spaces. So many BPS schools also need extensive renovations to bring them up to modern standards. The current plan, sometimes called the Green New Deal for BPS, would close some schools, merge and modernize some schools, and renovate others. How much have you heard or read about the Green New Deal for BPS?
A good deal.
All right. So as you may know, the Green New Deal for BPS would include several elements. Would you say you support or oppose each of the following proposed elements of the Green New Deal for BPS? So it's, again, strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose. And it's merging some schools.
Somewhat oppose.
Modernizing some schools.
Strongly agree.
All right. Closing some schools.
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose, all right. And what about renovating some schools?
Strongly
support.
Favor. Yeah.
All right, perfect. So, how would you rate the condition of your fifth grade's child school? Would you say it's in great condition, good condition, okay condition, poor condition, or terrible condition?
Okay condition.
All right. To the best of your knowledge, would your fifth grade's child school be affected by the plans to close, merge, modernize, and renovate schools?
I don't know.
All right, that's okay. How familiar are you with the history of school integration and busing in Boston during the 1970s? Would you say you're very familiar with this, somewhat familiar,
very
not
familiar.
Too familiar? All right. As you may know, the 1974 court order required Boston schools to integrate across racial lines, including busing students to school and other places around the city. So did you or anyone in your immediate family, like including you, your parents, or grandparents, experience this period in Boston?
Yes.
Would that be you, your parents, your grandparents, or none of the above?
Sibling.
All right. Perfect. So do any of your children attend a BPS school outside of your immediate neighborhood?
No.
Have you observed any ongoing efforts within the Boston's public school system to address the impacts of racism and segregation?
Have I witnessed it, or am I aware that they want to, or what was the question?
Well, it's really, have you observed any ongoing efforts within the public school system to address the impacts of racism and segregation?
Is it just a yes or no, or somewhat
yes,
agree?
Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Thinking about the ways the Boston public schools could work against the long-term impacts of racism and segregation, do you think they should do more, do less, or are they doing just the right amount?
More.
All right. Do you feel that your fifth grade's child schools fosters an environment where students of all races feel included and respected?
Yes.
All right. How has the number of teachers from diverse racial or ethnic backgrounds within your fifth grade's child school changed over the past few years? Would you say that there are more now, there are fewer now, or there has been no change?
No change.
All right. Now, for the last few questions, they're just for statistical purposes. So does your fifth grade child have an individualized education plan, or sometimes known as an IEP?
Nope.
All right. Does your fifth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? All right. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
All right. Have you lived in Boston your whole life, or did you move from somewhere else?
I lived in Boston my whole life.
All right. What was the last year's schooling that you completed?
Master's degree.
Wow, congratulations. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? And you can just stop me when I get to the right category.
Okay.
Would you say below $25,000, 25 to less than 35,000, 35 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 75 to less than 100,000?
That 100, was 75 to 100.
All right, perfect. Well, this will conclude our survey, so I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Thank you. Take a day.
All
Have
right.
a good day. Bye.
You too. Thank you.